Not that close to my microphone.
Yeah, and you sound like in a hollow room.
Yeah, are you in a hollow room? Is your room soundproof? Or what's up with that?
A hollow room? No, it's a normal room.
You need to soundproof that.
Your audio sounds off, that's all.
You sound like...
I have a fan pointed at me as well. Maybe that's the problem.
Do you have a snowball mic?
Oh, boo-hoo, you poor Californians. Jeez.
Wow.
I didn't want to run my AC right now, so... Just turn the fan on.
It sounds like you're using a bad headset.
Are you using a bad headset?
Or maybe you switch to a headset.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, ooh, that'd be great, right?
Does it sound better? Testing 1, 2, 3, does this sound better?
It sounds better. You can turn up the mic, though. Turn up your mic gain just a little bit.
Maybe if I bring the mic closer to me.
There you go, try that.
That might help, yeah.
Help.
What about now?
Oh, yeah.
Don't put it too close. You might be imitating Tomato and his wild fantasies.
No.
What?
What?
It's not too close.
What?
I'm trying to connect to another network. Oh,
yes, okay. Part of that cut out, so that sounds like a good idea.
He's trying to put his mic in his mouth.
Hold on, I'm looking for intro music.
Let me try something. Why do I have no internet access?
Where's Darcy? He should be getting up around now.
Getting up?
Yeah, well, he works nights.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
I wonder if he still has the same girlfriend.
I don't think so.
Is that a spoiler alert, Diddy, or are we not allowed to talk about that either?
Wait, about what? I'm sorry.
Darkie's girlfriend.
Ooh.
Whoa, who's having a problem? Oh, there it is. I see who's having a problem.
I don't know.
It's Tomato. Kick your ass out of here. Get out of here. Causing problems and shit.
I can't find a good song.
I'm going to broadcast this show, too. It's going to be on the Ustream. Bowser's being quiet. What's going on with Bowser?
He said he had to get a different headset.
Use the Sony one, Bowser. Use the Sony one.
Yeah. Comes with the cord and everything.
Yeah.
Huh, mine didn't.
What? Oh, the new ones don't?
No.
Wait, the new ones...
I mean, you can charge them, yeah. It's like a really tiny cable.
Oh, no, I'm talking about like the 3.5 jack cable. So you can plug it into an iPod or something?
Nah, no. This is wireless through Bluetooth.
Are you using
Does it come with a dongle?
Yeah.
It comes with a dongle?
Works in the PC.
Yeah, mine, I don't have it connected to my computer. I have a nicer set of SKG headphones that I'm using for this, but.
Ooh.
So wait, hold on.
Mr. Fancy. I don't know what SKG is.
There's only one way to roll, fellas.
Hold on, let's go back. So you got the new PlayStation headset, but it has less features than the old PlayStation headset. Because the old
PlayStation headset, why would I want to use it for anything else other than PlayStation?
Because what if you lose your dongle? Then what do you do?
Apparently that only applies to you.
I'm just saying.
You lose your dongle.
If you lose your dongle, but you still have the old one, you can plug in your 3.5 jack and use it wherever.
Wasn't there a song called Detachable Dongle?
Well, I bet I could connect it via USB cable.
Hold on, I'm looking for a detachable dongle.
It's not actually named Detachable.
You don't think
dongle.
You could buy like a separate dongle?
No, they don't sell them.
No, I can eBay a separate dongle, but what's the point? I mean, I got this 3.5 millimeter jack. I got the cord.
Darcy,
I just plug it in.
Darcy had the first Pulse headset, and I have a niece or nephew broke his dongle, so he couldn't use that headset anymore.
No, you just put in the 3.5 millimeter jack. What are you talking about?
You're talking about the Pulse headset, not the first PlayStation headset
You guys are telling me I have the best version of the PlayStation headset. Is that what I'm hearing?
So do I, the Pulse Elite, right?
The Pulse Elite, yeah, because it comes with a 3.5 mil. I can use this on the iPod, the Android. I can use it on the PS3 controller. I don't need no dongle.
Why would you be walking around with an iPod and a huge-ass set of headphones?
Because I'm jamming. What do you mean?
I'm going to let everybody know that you're high quality.
Look at that.
Wow.
Every time.
That's just be, that, you know what everybody looks at that as?
What?
You're too cheap to buy a pair of Beats.
No, this is like, yeah. Oh man, he must be an athlete.
Like, oh, look at this nerd. This nerd doesn't have a special set of headphones for his iPhone.
It must be game for
his iPod.
Wait.
When everybody's, when he did, he's getting out of the car and everybody's calling him a fraud.
Hold on. Did I just hear Bourne step up to the mic, rock it, and then drop it?
No, because everyone thinks I'm an athlete.
Are you wearing Detroit warm-ups and everything?
Oh, yeah. I got a jersey on. I got a big old chain.
Are you just laying on the ground waiting for your trainer to come up and start stretching you?
Getting wrapped.
He's like in that Kaepernick commercial with the Beats headset.
Yeah.
He's getting off the bus and he's got his headset on and everybody's calling him a fraud, but he can't hear anybody because he's jamming.
You know what? And you know what? I don't need no dongle.
No.
What I miss?
Everything.
Losing dongles.
Detachable dongle.
Okay, I still can't find a great opening, so let me think here.
You should go with the Always Stand By.
What's that?
All I Do Is Win.
Oh, is that my anthem this year?
That's my anthem.
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, yes it is.
I looked at the rankings. Oh, so sexy.
Yeah, that's true. We gotta get into those.
Gosh.
Until you play me.
We gotta get into
You're gonna run into a buzzsaw. Shady McCoy in the clutch.
And you're going to use my own guy against me.
It feels so good.
That's just wrong, isn't it?
That's terribly wrong. I'm not using any Dallas Cowboys. Oh, wait, I'm smart.
This says I'm a champion, best football song ever. That has to be good, right?
Okay, Ramirez just jumped on.
Okay, Adam, before we start, quickly. And all this is going in, how I schooled you guys because I have the best Pulse headset.
Right.
Come on.
Buy a dongle.
No, I'm never buying a dongle. Oh no, we lost Bowser. Hello? Come on.
Hello?
Hold on. Can you confirm something for me, McLean?
Whoa, what just happened there?
Yeah, we're good. McLean.
Okay. Yeah.
Confirm something for me. You have the douchey new PlayStation headset, right? Yeah.
The gold one?
Yeah, the douchey one.
Yeah.
The gold one that is blue? Right.
That one. And it's less awesome.
He's saying it's inferior.
Yeah, it is inferior to the one I have, which is which one, Pantera?
The Pulse Elite.
Elite. You have the Pulse Elite too, right? So you get a 3.5 millimeter cord, right, with it.
Yeah.
So then you can rock out on your iPod when you're
on your Vita.
Getting off the team bus, right?
Yeah.
Right? Can you do that, McLean? Can you put your 3.5 millimeter cord and use it?
Yeah, it came with a cord.
Wait, what's going on here, Bourne?
It came with a USB cord.
No, I'm talking about 3.5 millimeter jack, right? McLean, you understand what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, it came with both.
Come on.
You're talking about your piece, the 3.5 millimeter.
Bourne, you better check the box.
I might need to check the box. But I've never wanted it, so it's not really that.
I'm just saying,
value added.
Next time you get off the team bus, you might need it. I'm just saying.
Why do you rock it wirelessly?
What do you mean?
With a dongle in your iPod?
Yeah,
connect the dongle to your iPod.
It's not gonna
work. Walk around. Why not?
There's no full size USB in an iPhone or iPod or phone.
Yeah.
Or Vita.
Come on.
Dongle, such best.
I don't need no dongle.
Okay. Alright.
Okay. I'll rip your dongle off and feed it to your team when I destroy you later.
Okay, here we go. I'm a champion of best football song
ever. Give him this 3.5 millimeter dongle.
Hold on. Wait. Godzilla first. Hold on. Godzilla. Okay. Pause Godzilla.
Are we live?
No. I don't know. Okay. We might be live.
I sound better?
Yeah, a little bit. You still sound like Tomato though.
You sound gay as fuck.
I will conquer my opponent. Defeat will not be in my creed. I will believe where others have doubted. I will always uphold the prestige, honor, and respect of my team. I have trained my mind, and my body will follow. Who am I?
I'm a champion.
I will acknowledge the fact that my opponent does not expect me to win, but I will never surrender. Weakness will not be in my heart. I will arrive at the cutting edge of battle and win by any means at my disposal. I accept the fact that my team expects me to move faster and fight harder than our opponent. Never shall I fail my teammates. I will always keep myself mentally alert, physically strong, and morally straight. And I will shoulder more than my share of the task, whatever it may be, 100%. Who am I?
I'm a champion.
Not only will I show the world that I am a specially selected and well-trained warrior, my heart and my soul will be the fuel to carry my body when my limbs are too weary. I will never falter. I will never lose focus. As long as there is hope in my mind and my heart still beats, I will never give in to the evil that is weakness, and I will fight that evil with my dying breath. How am I?
I'm a champion.
Energetically will I meet my opponent. They will not challenge me. They will not stop me from my goal. I shall defeat them on the field of battle, for I am better trained and will fight with all of my might. Defeat, retreat are not a champion's words. I will never leave anything but the very best on the field with my teammates. And under no circumstances will I ever surrender. How am I?
I'm a champion.
Readily will I display the discipline and strength required to fight forward to my...
That is way too long. There's still another minute and 15 thinking? Seconds.
Was that even going to get to music?
It said, I am a champion, best football song ever, where there is no singing and hardly any music. It's amazing. It's a perfect start for this week's TPS NFL update. What week is it? Week 2? Week 2 update? Whatever. I'm EZD999, and we have a whole cast of owners here. We got Franchise 254.
As usual.
Born.
Yep.
King Bowser.
See.
John underscore, wait, is that McClane? Again? John underscore McClane.
See.
Whoa, now I'm so confused. Panterrible.
Hi.
And,
hola, como esta?
And Tomato. Is here.
I'll tell you what week this is. It's week 2-0 for the heirloom tomatoes.
Oh, shut up. Shut up.
Fluke!
Fluke.
Okay. Did you just say heirloom?
Heirloom. That's the pronunciation.
Heirloom. Wow. Yeah, sounds terrible in real life too. Okay, so we have a lot to go over, a lot to get into, and first things first, Michigan is back on track. Eat it, Miami of Ohio.
When did
Eat
they get
it.
Off track, you diddy?
They had one off week. They accidentally, whatever, something happened. You should have been there, Bourne. I don't want to retread. I'm not talking about the past. I'm moving forward. We're all moving forward, right? We can all agree that it's time to look at 34-10 against Miami of Ohio.
Six passing touchdowns. That's what you should be looking at.
I'm just letting you know, this is a warning to all teams of Ohio.
What is Miami of Ohio?
What do you mean? Miami?
Yeah, what do you...
Everyone knows Miami of Ohio.
I think it's a few steps up from Occidental.
A little bit.
Ooh. Just a, Accidental?
Just a few.
I'll have you know that Occidental had one of its quarterbacks go on to play in the CFL. On a team everyone is very familiar with.
Uh-oh.
The Rough Riders.
Wow, that's very prestigious. Who knew? But back to Michigan. Oh man. And I tweeted out that they'll be on ABC 3:30 against Utah. Tune in if you want to watch some stellar football. I'm looking at another win, 34-7, 34-14, something like that. Minnesota, I'm looking at the schedule and I don't see another loss for the rest of the season. They're back and they're ready to win. Franchise, you agree with me? It's Michigan's time.
It's Michigan's time to lose.
No. Stop that. 2-1.
2-1.
2-1.
Now it's time for the Baylor report.
Oh, really?
A real winning team.
Really?
An actually ranked team.
What are they ranked?
They're ranked number 8.
Really? They're getting lied to? Oh man, it's gonna be a long...
They're better than Michigan.
No, they're not better than Michigan.
Oh, they're way better
than Michigan. Well, hold on. Let's take a poll. Let's take a poll. Okay, Franchise, you're biased, so I can't ask you, okay? Bourne, is Baylor better than Michigan?
In recent years, yes.
No, this year, this season.
I don't know, I haven't really looked at the schedule.
That's a no. Bowser.
Well, let's see, they haven't lost a game, they played SMU.
Oh, joke.
It's not a joke. SMU's not no, they're not a punk team.
They're a puke team. Joke. Okay. North, who else?
Northwestern State.
Who?
They beat Michigan.
What? They did not beat Michigan. Wow.
Buffalo.
Who? You gotta be kidding. Come on. Come on. Okay, let's go over Michigan's schedule.
Buffalo is Michigan is the Appalachian State of college football.
No, Appalachian State is the Appalachian State of college football.
There is no more Appalachian State. It is now called Michigan.
Wow. Okay, so the official poll results, everyone thinks Michigan's better than Baylor.
Right. You didn't even ask me.
What do you mean? Okay, Tomater, is Michigan better than Baylor?
No.
What? Shut up. Hang up on him. Okay, next. Baylor's done. Next. What else? What's going on in the world of baseball? Real quick. Born, you love baseball. Actually, no.
Yikes.
No, I don't want to hear about Major League Baseball.
You want to hear about my game on Sunday?
Yes, I want to hear about Born is actually playing real baseball. This is fast pitch overhand.
Yeah.
So this is like legit nine innings.
30 and older league.
30 and older, but they're playing real baseball.
Real baseball.
Like something that people should stop playing when they're 18, 19?
When they're 13, stop.
I mean, play real baseball. It's been since high school since I played, but I mean,
most people stop after high school and then it turns into softball, right?
Softball just isn't cutting it every year.
Okay. So you're playing legit fast pitch baseball.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Let's hear about it.
I play shortstop I actually got to pitch. I was the closer this last Sunday.
Really?
Yeah. I closed out. Got a save.
Got a save? Is there stat tracking?
I'm keeping it on my own, but yeah.
Wow.
When can I get a Mike Maric rookie card?
Yeah, that's true. We need a Mike. We need
Maric,
the rookie
card.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can get you one.
With your stats.
Yeah. And everything.
I'll get it.
Born, who's the scorer who decides whether or not you get a save?
Yeah, that's mathematical.
I just have one thing to ask. Why is it Pantera butchers everybody's names?
Well,
I've never heard anybody say
everybody.
It. I'd like to see anybody try to pronounce my name.
Hold on. Wait.
Stuhlmacher.
Nope.
Stuhlmacher.
Nope.
Well, it is of German.
Hulmacher.
It is of.
It's wait, no, here,
Stuhl-
I got it.
Stuhlmacher. Not
Stuhlmacher.
Stuhl, not Stuhlmacher.
Stuhlmacher.
No.
Stuhlmacher. I heard it right there. Stuhlmacher.
Stuhlmacher.
Is it Mike?
You stole a mocker?
That's
a mocker.
Stuhlmacher.
That's the Americanized way to say it. You forgot. I spent 8 years in Germany.
That's right. Okay, Franchise, you say it. You're the only one who knows how to actually say it.
Stuhlmacher.
That's what I thought.
Stuhl.
Du hast mich gefragt und Stuhlmacher.
Stuhl.
Wait a minute, he's saying, du hast. What the hell?
Wow. Okay, so, you know, I've said your name wrong so many times that I prefer to say MMA Rich now.
Eminem.
Yeah, I've realized this so far, so.
He calls you Maurice?
Yeah, Maurice.
Some call him Maurice.
Okay, so baseball.
Yeah. So
what's your batting
average? Yeah, I mean, I had an unassisted double play.
All right.
Ball was going up the middle, got it. Second baseman just goes, take it yourself, man. So I stepped on the base, spun around, threw it over to first, got the double play.
Wow.
End the inning. I went 1-for-3, got a hit by pitch.
Ooh.
Got a ribby.
Do they throw fast?
Yeah, they do.
Oof.
Like
how
60.
Fast.
This was like 60, 70. It was a changeup that didn't come back across the plate. So.
This sounds dangerous.
It was fun. I hit a guy too though, so it was kinda even up. Retaliation for myself.
Well,
you hit the hitter with a baseball?
Yeah.
Oh, that is so Bush League. Come on.
Those are the unspoken rules of baseball.
Wow. Come on.
I shouldn't even be talking about this. Everybody who's a true fan of the game should just understand.
Wow. Grown men throwing balls at each other. Really?
That sounds like Tomater.
I was going to say, Tomater can probably cope.
It sounds like a Tomater pitcher.
I'm waiting for him to weigh in.
But the
fuck off.
I don't throw balls at anybody.
But Pantera would be the one throwing the balls. Tomato would be just trying to catch them.
So how many games are in this league?
So we play a 5-game season with a championship at the end of the 5th game.
Okay.
And we're 2-1 right now.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
So we should be 3-0. We lost, we made a bunch of errors in the 2nd game, gave up a couple extra runs, and they won it in the bottom of the set.
Is there anybody out there who shouldn't be out there?
No, actually, we've got a number of different guys and that all can play pretty well, and some of them have played in up and through college. There's a couple guys that are in their like late 30s, early 40s that are complete mashers. Like,
so this is serious stuff.
Legit. Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Okay. Mike, when can we expect a highlight reel of your play?
Oh, that's true. We need like a sports center.
Well, actually, when I had my, I had a diving stop, toss from the ground to second base, and as soon as they did it, some of the guys in the outfield started doing that.
But you need to see some video footage of that.
Nobody films this stuff.
TPSN.
My wife doesn't even want to come to the game. She's not interested.
Oh,
so.
That's not good.
What? No support from the wife?
On.
No.
She needs to be wearing.
Yeah.
She needs to be wearing the MMA Rich jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I stick around for autographs, but nobody's there, surprisingly. So.
Oh, let Tomato come to the game. He'll be your biggest fan. My biggest fan, I mean, he'll hump your leg.
Dog?
This continues to be funny, franchise.
No.
For years now, it's been hilarious every time that you insinuate that, like,
no,
dudes.
It's the best.
Please continue to do this.
It's really
a hallmark of the show.
It's really funny, too, because everybody keeps laughing.
Because you're humping somebody's leg. That's why it's funny.
Yeah.
Okay, so we look forward to more.
Hey, I have to apologize. Tomato's in his feelings now. I apologize, Tomato.
Yeah.
So get into your feelings and be all butthurt about it.
It's okay. Yeah. I don't let frauds get to me, franchise.
Ooh, wait. Not
yet. Could have just buried it right there.
Yeah.
Matt wants to retaliate with fraud. Nobody uses fraud anymore.
No, nobody.
Check the dictionary, clown.
Everyone uses clown, apparently. Okay, now we do the TPS MLB. We're in championship week. The Idiots 14-6-1 taking on Texas franchise 16-4-1, and currently scores all tied up 4-4-2. Now the Idiots have a big lead on the pitching side, so you look like you can take that if you get some saves. You got pitching wrapped up, I think, and that might give you the championship. Flip it around though, franchise got the batting. He's got the batting. He's got the hitters.
He doesn't have, well, he does over the longer period of time. He does have better hitting, but like I looked at my stats from last week against, JT, and franchise was still leading me even in a couple of those categories. So yeah, it'll be a long two weeks.
I think it's going to be a really close matchup.
Yeah, I think so.
And, team auto pick versus, last year's winner. Who knows? It could happen. Franchise looking for a second championship in a row. Would it be in a row? No, because he didn't win the, who won the basketball? McLean did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, never mind. Just a second championship overall. We'll see. Hopefully not. All right, no more.
Yeah, but you and JT are picking up my sloppy seconds.
What do you mean?
Picked up Verlander and then you picked up Braun.
Oh yeah, I did.
Wow, you guys are baseball Eskimo brothers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantasy. Baseball.
Fantasy. Baseball.
Oh. Okay. Let's get into the TPS NFL Week 2 scoreboard. And Galabra, you took down Team Canada 108-74. What worked for you? What was the deal?
Canada can't play football.
That's true. It helped that A-Rod went off, as did Darren Sproles and Jimmy Graham.
You're kind of a
three-headed monster, is that what you're going to say?
Kinda. I mean, Graham, he's going to get his points. A-Rod, going to get his points. And then hopefully somebody else. Frank Gore, Sproles.
Graham got a lot of points because Breeze wasn't able to dish it out to anybody else, really.
But you're
for whatever reason, Colston didn't. I don't think Colston got any targets at all. I think maybe one, but
so your
I don't think he got any targets at all.
Your team is hurting right now.
Not that bad, though.
Look at this bench. Look at this bench. Nobody should have this bench.
Torrey Smith just needs to warm up.
Retire.
Pierre Thomas is going to start playing now that Ingram's injured.
Why do you have so many New Orleans players? This is a big investment in New Orleans.
Why not?
Yeah,
Saints
look at
are
that.
Terrible.
One, two, three, four.
You started three Saints receivers. You know that there can't be more than like 30 points between all three of them.
They're always going to score.
Do the math.
Actually, I was hoping I could play all of these guys in front of Canada, get him interested, and then start asking for trades.
Dealing them?
Yeah.
Deal them Sproles.
So Canada's pretty upset with everything that has been going on.
Yeah, he wanted me to die from a shit coma.
No, he was not happy. He was definitely not happy.
Yeah.
Lot of smack talk during the matchup.
Yeah. He's like, I hope you die from a shit coma. I responded, I just hope you make some decent trades.
Which he did.
No.
No.
What are you talking about? This trade is amazing. Okay.
This is the first trade that both teams ended up hurting and getting worse.
Wow. Okay. So right now, oh wow. The league does not like this trade.
Good.
What do you mean good?
We got to save you guys from yourselves.
No.
Yes.
Wow. Really? No way. Hold on. I got to put my vote in. Commissioner's vote counts for like 6 votes. So Canada is giving up Reggie Wayne and Steve Smith Sr.
How do both of these players have the same, is this position rank? PRK?
Yes.
Yeah, that's position
yeah,
rank.
Position rank.
How do they have the same position rank?
They both have 11 points on the year.
Oh, tied then.
Yeah.
I see.
Okay. And then the Rough Riders are giving up Bradshaw and Jennings. This is a legit trade. This is a trade that the league should accept. This is the kind of trade that the TPS NFL was built upon. Okay? I'm going to open the floodgates. As soon as this trade goes through, I'm assuming everyone's going to start trading.
What's the what's the feedback so far on this?
The feedback? What do you mean? The votes?
Yeah, the votes.
The votes are 3 against, 1 for.
Wow.
You might want to refresh that because a vote may have changed.
Wow. Hold on. Let me refresh that. Oh, wow. 50-50. It's like a civil war up in this trading voting. Like nobody knows. Am I coming or going? Like this is what the TPS NFL is all about.
Did Canada happen to see that only 23.9% of owners own Bradshaw?
Bradshaw is legit. He is the number one running back that is a receiver in the NFL right now. Like, Luck is going to him. Luck is looking for him.
I didn't watch the game, but it sounded like Luck was just not having any free time, yeah, behind the pocket.
His line's terrible.
Yeah, his line is terrible.
And I heard Richardson was fumble prone.
Oh, he's Trent Richardson.
Okay.
That's kind of what he does.
That was good. Cleveland got rid of him.
Yeah.
Oh, snap. I just updated. Now it's 80% are not
against?
In favor of the trade.
Whoa.
What is going on here? Live.
This is
going
to be the first one that's vetoed.
Live
now,
trade update.
We've vetoed previous trades that EDD has made with people
still,
who may or may not.
What the heck is going on with the trades right now? Oh my gosh. What is wrong with you people? This is a legit trade. You people are insane.
This is not a legit trade.
What are you talking about? What's
Jennings
wrong with
is crap. I've been hoping he would do something for the last 2 years and he hasn't done jack
he
shit.
He scored a touchdown and had 58
yeah.
yards.
You're trading an old receiver and a second string running back.
Jennings
for two
is
other
younger
old
than
receivers.
Reggie Wayne and
this is like going
Smith.
To the natural musician or the Museum of Natural History. Look at all these dinosaurs.
There's a reason why Steve Smith's name is now Steve Smith Sr. It's because he's old.
This is such
they
a
put a senior next to his name.
This is such a legit trade.
Got a little handicap sign next to it as well.
Don't do me wrong, league. Don't do me wrong.
Are you just gonna pull a Goodell and ask for a independent team to review this trade?
Absolutely.
B. Smith or somebody?
I'm gonna ask
my I'm just gonna force it through.
I'm gonna go Pantera's Yahoo League and see what they think. If they okay the trade goes through. Okay, so Canada's getting desperate. He's looking for trades.
It is only the second week in fantasy football, Canada.
He's already given, well, he needs a running back, and I'm helping him help himself. All right, Team Chuck Norris loses 64-87 to Tomater. And there was, well, someone was trying to talk smack in the matchup.
This was motivated by a post Team Chuck Norris made last week.
Okay.
Now, you may remember it. It's entitled Pathetic.
Oh, yeah, true. I saw that.
And I quote, "This league is awful. I'm looking at those teams that scored less than 90. Well, Chuck, how does it feel?
He's not here, so.
Check yourself.
Yeah, you should stop waiting for an answer.
Just building
a
straw man.
Dramatic pause. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. This was embarrassing.
Whoa, wow, really embarrassing.
Chuck got his pants pulled down.
What?
On this one.
Wait a minute. I don't know how to take that.
He left 69 points on the bench.
Let me verify that. Oh yeah, he did. He did leave 69 points on the bench.
Granted, he did have two quarterbacks there.
Okay.
Yeah, so not quite 69.
9 points.
A lot of points.
How do that. That's huge. He outscored his main team with his bench.
Somebody who leaves 69 points might be considered pathetic.
Pathetic.
That's not even the worst thing.
Oh, what's the worst thing?
He dropped Antonio Gates for Jermaine Gresham.
Three touchdown Gates. Right. Three touchdown Gates.
Franchise, did you take care of his team?
Those were franchise-esque moves, weren't they?
They were.
Wow.
He tried to learn from the best, and he did it wrong.
Now, we might need to change it to pulling a JT.
I don't know. Franchise would come up with something about, like, where, like, this would have to be measured a couple weeks into the future, and if Antonio Gates goes down with, like, a serious knee injury, then we would say that
genius.
Chuck is following in franchise's ways.
Yeah, that's right. You're right.
So something bad's got to happen, but we can only tell in a couple weeks' time.
You're going to have to wait for it.
He didn't come out and just do it. He's like, oh, wow, Gresham had a good first week. Gates didn't. I'm just gonna go after the money.
Gresham didn't have a good first week.
Gates did. I'm giving you his logic. This is what I'm seeing. This is not my logic. That's his logic.
He dropped him. Immediately after the matchup was over.
Hold on. He had good logic because AJ Green hurt, right? Eifert hurt, right?
Did he do it right before?
It was a day before, I think. Hold on. Let's take a look.
He picked him up on Wednesday. He picked him up on the first
a couple days. Oh, so right away.
So as soon as he could. Dropped Gresham now.
Wow.
Yes, he dropped Gresham this morning.
He currently has no tight end.
Well, guess what? JT, get at me.
Is he automatically going? Does he have the number one waiver now since he had the lowest? No, he didn't have the lowest total.
No.
No.
He had one of the highest total because everyone else in the league is pathetic.
So straight trash or, Lazy Kings could take a tight end in front of him.
Which they should.
What tight end are you going to take?
There is no tight ends to take.
Right? Yeah, there's nothing good there.
There's Travis Kelce.
No. So JT, Antonio Gates is for sale. Have you guys seen Draft Day?
No, I haven't.
You guys need to see Draft Day because this is a Draft Day situation where
That's terrible.
I give everything away, then I get nothing, and then all of a sudden I turn it into way more than I had to begin with. Let's do this, JT.
Really? Because I feel like this is more of a situation where, like, you take a TV out of someone's house.
Okay.
Or, like, they put their TV on the side of the street. And then you say, hey, do you want this TV? I just found it. Hey, man, it's a great TV.
That sounded kind of racist to me.
That did sound a little racist. actually sound a lot racist. What are you trying? Just say what you're trying to say. Don't beat around the bush.
You're trying to hustle this dude with the garbage he put out on the side of the road.
But the garbage he put out was gold.
Yeah, but you aren't telling him that you just picked it out of the trash. You're saying, like, this is, like, your gift to humanity.
Are you saying I'm opening my my jacket and showing him a bunch of Rolexes? Is that what you're saying?
You're showing him a bunch of Folexes. That's what I'm
saying. So,
John, what's worse, dropping Antonio Gates or not playing him when he had potentially the best game of his career?
What do you mean of his career?
Yeah,
stop.
That's true.
Stop.
This was the best game of his career. This is the first time he's got 3 touchdown passes ever.
Stop. Well, if you don't
over a tight end.
If you don't need
who
him.
Who didn't even get any points whatsoever.
If you're so good, you don't need him. You don't need him. That's all I'm saying.
Jimmy Graham. Thank you.
Wow. All right. Next matchup. Straight trash homie, 53, lowest scoring team in the league this week, loses to Team Beast Mode 71, which is the lowest scoring winning team this week. Beast Mode, your team is overrated.
Yeah, you just wheezed into a victory there.
The second victory. You've wheezed twice. You're officially a wheezer.
Wow. Quit wheezing.
Really? Yeah, someone get this man some albuterol.
Come on.
Some Afrin.
Sorry to make your mom's texting me.
Whoa.
Shit's getting real here.
Tell her I said hi.
Hey.
It's about asthma meds because I have a lot of those because I actually have
Tell her to bring me a sandwich.
That's just sexist. Don't worry, Pantera. She'll bring you a PS2 game in between two Super Nintendo cartridges.
Thank you. That sounds even better.
Okay, so. Alright, so franchise, 71 points. You got a big day from Jordy Nelson thanks to Aaron Rodgers and, who are they playing? New Jersey's terrible defense, right?
Yeah. That was.
I
had a couple of injuries out there that kind of pushed my points down. So.
Well, yeah, you benched Vernon Davis, which was, whatever, right?
He wasn't doing anything.
Yeah, he wasn't going to do anything. You didn't buy into the hype of Matt Ryan, which is good, right?
Oh, yeah, because I knew that was an awful, awful start.
D'Angelo Williams was hurt.
Hurt, and then the guy got to replace D'Angelo Williams scored nothing. So, you know, potential points were not there this week.
You look like you need a running back. Guess who might have an extra running back?
Yeah, but
this guy.
What happened to all your running backs? Why do you have no running backs?
They're hurt.
Yeah, D'Angelo Williams, hurt.
Didn't you just hear that?
Come on.
My backs are hurt.
Jerick McKinnon.
Might as well be hurt.
You have 3 total in your entire roster.
Okay, how many am I supposed to have? 12?
Yeah. Is he supposed to have 12 tomato?
You're supposed to have ones that actually play.
Wow.
If you're going to have 3, make sure they're the 3 that are, you know, on the field.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, clown.
Okay, so Beast Mode, you're 2-0, which is good for something, right? 2-0. Not many other teams could say that.
I can say that.
I'm not starting out playing bums either.
That's right. You're playing legit teams, like contenders.
I can say that I'm the opposite of that.
I'm not playing bums like Tomato has.
Yeah. He doesn't have an easy schedule.
Played the Rough Riders week 1, who I would have also beat. And then the next week, you play Straight Trash Homie, who I would have also beaten.
Wow. You're giving yourself a lot of credit.
Tomato, nobody likes a gloater.
Nobody.
Sorry, guy. With your team, it looks like a Pop Warner team.
Yep.
Pee-wee football.
You know, I think Lazy Kings can beat you.
Ooh.
Probably.
Auto pick.
Ooh. I had no choice. Auto pick was not by my choice.
Well, you know, franchise, we'll be able to settle this soon because week 4.
Circle it.
It's circled.
Yeah, put it on the calendar.
Check the board.
Put it on the board.
Week 4. It's circled.
I don't want to hear you crying when you lose.
Yep. No crying.
I don't want to hear telling me that you're calling my mom when you lose. You don't have a phone number.
Whenever I call your mom, I win.
This is the most hostile podcast I've been on for quite some time.
Well, it's because I'm back. It's because the king is back.
How about we agree that no one calls anyone's mom?
No.
No?
Damn it.
Tomato's mom.
All right. All right. Next matchup.
She has a sexy voice.
Bum 68. Bum 68, Mexico Brownies 114. And you kind of escaped with a victory here, Brownies. Kind of escaped.
I have to admit though, a lot of people seem to write John off for dead last week.
Well, as they should. His
when I was listening to the podcast, pretty much everybody had just kind of stuck a knife in him and sent him out to sea.
Well, he's done. He is done. It's just we predicted it a week late.
Wait, Warren. I didn't stick a knife in him and send him out to sea. I think I passed out last week high.
Yeah, you guys just dropped out.
Yeah, I didn't hear you too much, so that may be the case.
Well, the Brownies are done. Let's be honest here. Ingram, out. Peterson beats kids. Right?
That's okay.
What do you mean? That's not okay. That is not okay.
You gotta learn them.
Sankey to the banky.
Oh man.
You know why McClain supports him? He's from up there.
Right.
Yeah, he is a future cowboy.
He will be a cowboy in 2 years.
DeMarco Murray isn't gonna do that again.
You know why the Brownies are a strong team though?
Why is that?
It's because they have resilience at running back. They've got pieces that they can throw in there that have an opportunity to produce.
Ingram is out DeMarco for a month.
DeMarco Murray is a guy you should have offered to Canada for a king's ransom.
Come on.
You could have gotten like half his team.
He would be falling over himself for a player like DeMarco Murray right now.
Well, he is a cowboy, so most people just like assume he sucks.
He does suck.
So I would probably get like insulting offers if he was available.
The question is, what happened with Tony Romo being better than Jake Locker this week?
He was barely better than Jake Locker.
Still.
And Jake Locker had a terrible game.
Doesn't Tennessee have a terrible pass defense?
Yes. And
so why wouldn't you choose Tony Romo then?
And Tennessee, no, check this out. What? Tennessee didn't even rush Romo. They didn't.
It is kind of telling that he decided to, of the two quarterbacks, play the one that's playing against Romo.
Hold on. There's an explanation to this. What is it, Brownies?
Well, Dallas was the absolute last in defense last week.
Right. Last in the league. And they were historically bad last year. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
So he did the math, right? You did the math.
I mean, and Romo didn't have a game because they weren't throwing it. They were just DeMarco Murray all day.
Yeah, they kept running all day.
Which is what they should do every game. I've been screaming that for the last five.
Yeah, but Murray can't stay healthy.
And he fumbles it all the time.
One time.
All the time. Game. One time per game.
That's all the time my game. Motivation. Okay.
Yeah, he needs a little challenge. Awesome. He needs a challenge.
So you're done. Your team, you're done, Brownies, right?
Done?
You're done.
Lamar Miller just became the starter, so he'll replace Ingram or Peterson if he comes back.
He's back out to sea, guys, huh?
Yeah. I mean, DeMarco Murray's never going to have a game like that again. You can't
he
trust
did last
Romo.
Week.
You can't trust You can't trust Romo. And look at that bench. No way.
Romo is back.
Romo is not back.
My bench. What are you talking? My bench is in my lineup. My bench has the best player in football right now, Peterson.
The baby beater.
You guys are done. Just, you know, let's just fast forward and give me the
chance. Brownies did score the most points this week.
I think
give him to that.
I think Team Twerk has the best player in football right now.
Who's that? Who's the best player in football right now?
Tell them who it is, Team Twerk.
Shady.
Shady McLady.
Shady McCoy.
All right, hold on.
Shady has not been that impressive.
Let's say the score.
Close his backup.
In Caldwell, yeah. We trust loses 95-104 to Team Twerk, and apparently Team Twerk has the best player in all of football in Shady McCoy. Let me take another look at the according to
you might want to take a third look.
The Patriots defense is the best player in football this week. 27.
Oh, it's good. It's
not about Aaron Rodgers is the best player.
Oh, is he? Is Aaron Rodgers the best player?
Yeah, no. 27 points.
Patriots are going to put up a repeat performance going against Oakland next week, or this week, I should say.
Another 27 Yikes. Points. I mean, you have a good problem here at quarterback. You got by with Andy Dalton.
Yeah.
And now you can throw in Cam.
Super Cam to the rescue.
Yep. All right. So you're looking decent.
Running back is what I'm
saying. Yeah, you need a running back. Guess who has a running back? not named Jonathan Dwyer. Just letting you know. In case you want to make something happen. Fred Jackson's a bum. Bell is a bum. Yeah, you need help.
Says the guy that would love to have Bell.
Yeah, you're drooling for Bell.
Just saying.
Yikes. That sounds
you would hump my leg for Bell.
No, I would only do that for Megatron. Okay.
I have a feeling at this point in time, for any Detroit Lion.
So you're 2-0. You're one of the only... One of the three teams that's 2-0. Let's go to the last matchup. Martinez Lazy Kings, 57, and the TPS NFL Rough Riders, 96. Rough Riders are back. The Rough
This is
Riders,
a non-event.
What do you mean this is a non-event? 96 points is an event. 86 points on my bench. That is an event.
You had 86 points on your, okay,
but
well like.
Bam! Bam! In your faces.
Why do you have 86 points on your bench?
What are you talking about? Because I don't need them.
Because you bench.
I only needed 96 points to win.
He doesn't know how to play.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow, look at that. My team is so stacked. I have a starting bench, basically.
You're going to choose incorrectly your way out of the playoffs.
Yeah, you're going to Ruxin yourself.
Wow.
Yeah, really? Why did you start Michael Crabtree?
What do you mean, Crabtree? Oh, he is so good. He's a number
one. And he's going for the Sacco.
He is the number one.
It's because he's got to support his love for Cap, so if he goes down with that ship, he might as well.
Until I can unload him.
Yeah.
Look at this. My team is so good. Even with Greg Jennings and Cameron getting 0 points, 86 points on my bench. This is going to be reflected in the power rankings, which we will go over here shortly.
You beat the Lazy Kings.
What do you mean? They're Lazy Kings. Lazy Kings.
That's all you did.
Lazy Kings are sneaky good.
You beat Nobody the brags OG about Lazy Kings.
The Lazy Kings are sneaky good.
He didn't even have a quarterback.
I want to know who voted for the Lazy Kings to win this week's matchup.
It's probably Canada. Look at his comments.
I just voted to win this week.
Wow.
Canada says, by the way, upset special, Rough Riders win.
What? We all know at this point.
He picked me as his team to upset the Lazy Kings? Really?
Yeah.
Come on.
Darcy told me that he thinks my team is the best in the whole league. He did. That's the same.
He's buttering you up so he could trade rape you so
no,
hard.
I'm
even cautious against that.
Stonemaker, did you see the trade that Canada just pulled off? Come on.
I know.
He said.
I vetoed it.
Was he unzipping while he said that?
No.
Oh, he was just pulling his pants off.
You need to detox your boy for that. You need to take him out of the bottle.
I honestly didn't. I don't even agree with him.
Wow.
I think his liver's shot and his brain is shot.
I could have done better if I was at the draft, honestly.
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves here, okay?
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah.
Pump your brakes.
Yeah, pump. Okay. Let's go.
Well, I have a question about that match.
Okay, yeah. Let's get into it. Yeah.
About the kicker.
Okay, the kicker. Which kicker?
Josh Brown.
Okay, what about him?
Why is he there?
Because
he went out of his way to pick him up.
That is a great question.
They projected him to do pretty well.
Oh, you don't go off projections, do you?
Sometimes.
Oh,
not
no.
Not for kickers. Don't do
oh,
projections.
Oh, never.
You guys, Carson's projections were pretty high.
Yeah, but that's a complete lie, and everyone knew that. Well, except...
Well, but I'm just saying, he looked at that and didn't look at the fact that, like, a day or two beforehand, he was projected possibly not to even start.
Right. Projection is benched because he's hurt, right? You've got to look at the projection.
No, the coach said that he was confident he was going to play. That's why I put him in.
Don't you even get like alerts or something?
Come on, a Google alert.
I was asleep when the alert came on.
Who else were the Lazy Kings going to put in? Robert Griffin III, who is injured?
Well, butterfly effect. Maybe if you put him in, he wouldn't have got hurt.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah. If I had put him in,
it was a non-contact play.
Zero.
You don't know what it could have changed if he would have put that in. He might have woke up. Everything could be different right now.
It's like, whoa, something feels different in the football force today.
And then just injured his right ankle instead of his left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe only just out
pull
for
a hammy.
Yeah.
I need a different quarterback, I know, but I'm hoping Carson Palmer this week comes back.
He's already questionable.
I got a Chuck, hot Andy Chuck Dalton waiting
for this week. I'll be waking up before he takes the field. If he doesn't play.
I tried to give you Matt Ryan, dude. I tried to trade you Matt Ryan.
Guess who just went on the market? Colin Kaepernick.
Chuck Norris has two different, two extra quarterbacks.
I'm trying to pick up Jay Flacco right now.
Really?
Jake Flacco? Is that a love child?
His name is Flacco, that's all I know.
Cool Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco, aka the worst quarterback ever.
Well, he's the best.
Joe Flacco, aka Jake the Snake.
Hold on, we gotta get into some stuff that's been going on.
Joe, is he elite Flacco?
Wait, he saw that he got 15 points this week against a bum team.
That's true, and now he thinks he's good, right?
Yeah.
See? It's kind of like using Kaepernick for your first round draft
pick. Whoa. 96. That's all I'm saying. Drop 96.
104, buddy.
Wow. Who's counting?
You picked Kaepernick first.
108. Yeah, I wasn't counting.
Okay, wait. We got to talk about what's been going on in the Google Hangouts. A lot of action.
Me. Somebody tell me because I haven't
been
in.
Has
been
going on in the Google Hangouts. And apparently, some people in this league are willing to pay for trades, pay to win. And that owner's name rhymes with Manchise.
You did it too.
What,
did
what are you talking? Whoa!
You were throwing around copies of, Destiny also.
Hey, what goes on in the hangout stays in the hangout.
Yeah.
You guys should be Pete Rose from this league.
You started the whole thing.
What do you mean I started it? I didn't start it. I said accept the trade.
Saturday goes, I'm going to get Destiny. Oh, I might have an extra copy here.
You were dropping the hints. Like, are you playing Destiny? No. And I'm like, I can't afford it. It's like, well, maybe.
And
I can
sleep for free anyway.
Yeah, Edidi. You started the whole Destiny trade.
I did not start the whole.
You're
pretty much
outing yourself.
I cannot believe you were saying that.
Dirty trade alert.
So tell me what happened here. What was the actual
franchise was like, you can get it right now from Best Buy. It's in your inbox or whatever. Accept my trade. Take Matt Ryan. Give me all your good players. What do you want? You want the DLC too? I'll give you the DLC. What? You want the Super Deuce Edition? I'll get you that. I'll pick you up a double cheeseburger.
Pantera might be interested in that.
Yeah.
Well, and then, Domino's Pizza.
And then it woke up. I was sitting there playing Destiny and minding my own business. Uh-huh. See, he say, I'm going out to get Destiny. Pantera, I have this awesome trade. Would you like me to pick you a copy of Destiny up? Pantera's like, sure. And Edidi's like, okay. So 30 minutes, 45 minutes goes by. Edidi's back. I'm going to play Destiny, the greatest thing ever. You know, that's what he says. The greatest game ever.
He wasn't whining about everybody else being ahead of him?
No, he was saying it was an epic game. Everyone. And he said, I might just have an extra copy with me. What do you say?
You know what? Pantera? What?
He said, what do you think, Pantera? I might have an extra copy over here.
Wink, wink.
And he tried to show me a promotional box at the store that he had an extra copy in his hand. And it said on the box, promotional, not for sale. Dude, are you serious? You're trying to trade game rate me.
Oh, man.
It's just the worst. He's the worst.
And then he's like, Pantera, this is where the DLC came in. Pantera, I will get you any DLC you want.
I don't remember the DLC talk.
Then you missed the $50 gift card, didn't you?
Wow, what is going on? That must have been a separate hangout. What's going on? Okay,
Wait. Then he tried to throw it in my face like, Franchise, you can't compete with me. It's like, wow. I was like, you're willing to throw all that money out there? What are you, the Hispanic Jerry Jones? Wow.
Needless to say, there's a lot of things happening in the Google Hangout on a daily basis. on a daily basis.
I just signed up for Google Plus just to be in the Hangout.
Just to be in the Hangout.
Wow.
And we've never seen Tomato say one word.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because I just joined a few minutes ago, because I didn't realize this is where all the hot trade action is at.
This is where everything happens.
Why did he sound like he got a little excited when he said hot trade action?
A little too excited, if you know what I mean.
His voice kind of...
Kind of went a little...
That's the real reason why I'm in this league. I don't want to win. I don't want to lose. I just want to agitate and cause chaos.
You just want to hump legs. That's what it is?
Pretty much.
Oh, you're after the you got me. You're right. I just want to hump legs.
Okay, Tomato.
All right. Let's go into our week three matchup.
Tomato needs a bro hug, somebody.
Give him a bro hug while we talk about, Tomatoes taking on Team Canada 2-0 against 0-2. Tomatoes, do you got this?
What?
Do you got this? You're taking on Canada. Week three.
Is that a question?
Oh, okay. Next matchup. Team Beast Mode 2-0 taking on the Martinez Lazy Kings. Beast Mode, do you got this?
Are you kidding me?
Lazy King.
Loser Ball Part 3.
I'm going to trade him some players so he can compete with me.
Just to make it interesting.
Make it interesting.
That's a good idea.
Hey, Franchise, I'll lose if you throw me a copy of Destiny. Wait a minute. Shouldn't have mentioned that here.
Uh-oh. Wait a minute. There might be an easy thing to do.
Next matchup, Brownies 1-1 on the downslide against In Caldwell We Trust. I'm predicting Caldwell getting his first win.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, he doesn't have any running backs. What are you talking about?
Well, get at me, Caldwell. I got running backs galore.
You don't have running backs?
Well, if you guys veto the trade, I will.
Who is Caldwell? Do we know him?
Yeah.
Does he have a PSN name?
Yeah, that's a Twitter legend, IMX Master.
Don't know him.
Wow.
Twitter legend.
Twitter legend, IMX Master.
I don't know the Twitter legend.
All right, Bowser, Team Twerk 2-0 taking on TPS NFL Bums. You think you got 3-0 in the bag?
He's got a nice line.
I got a good line off it going for it. I'll take it. Yep.
Yeah, projections got
stamp of approval.
Yep, got you pretty high. Galabra 1-1 taking on Team Chuck Norris 1-1. Pretty even matchup, even in the projections right now.
Yeah, and he doesn't have a tight end, so I don't know what that means.
I think that means a free win for you.
I don't know. We'll see.
And last matchup, TBS NFL Rough Riders taking on Straight Trash, and he doesn't have a lineup set. So, it's hard to tell. It's hard.
That's not suspicious at all.
Didn't he do this for basketball?
I think so.
Yeah.
So, we can't tell what he's gonna get or who he's gonna go with.
He's making big changes.
Oh man. Watch out. Watch your trade inboxes.
Canada will pick the upset special anyway.
Oh, that's true. What's the matchup of the week, Tomato? I mean, there's lots of good matchups here.
I feel like, I don't know, cause...
I know, it's easy. It's Galabra and Norris. They're both 1-1. Projections have them right there.
You're right. You really are right. That could be the matchup of the week. You know, we've got the Loser Bowl is obviously Team Beast Mode against the Martinez Lazy Kings. Obviously the Loser Bowl. Like, really, guys, let's see who can maybe score over 60. Rough Riders against Straight Trash, homie. Non-contest. Any game that E-Diddy's in can't be the matchup of the week unless he's playing the Brownies.
So this clown is talking about a Loser Bowl? Are you serious? Are you serious?
I'm sorry, Franchise.
He's serious.
I got a little question for you. Just let me...
He is not serious. He cannot be serious.
Who has the lowest points against in the entire league right now?
Ooh, good question.
Answer, Team Beast Mode.
Brownies.
Who has...
Lowest points against? Isn't that a good thing?
What? It means you're good at beating up bum teams.
Well, then I won't have a problem with you then.
Oh, we shall settle this in 2 weeks when it comes around.
Oh.
But yes, currently the matchup of the week, very obvious choice, Galabra against Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris is going to get exposed, but it is still the matchup of the week.
Well, as long as you don't say your raggedy team is a matchup of the week, they don't care.
Why would I say that when I'm playing
a team that's playing your ass?
You're playing Team Canada.
Team Canada's irrelevant.
Team Canada is going to whip your ass.
Ooh, put it on the board.
Put it on the board.
Oh, just punching people in the face with those.
All right, next. What's next? Power rankings.
Power rankings,
week two. Power rankings. There's been a big time shakeup in the power rankings, and I'm pretty sure you guys are all going to agree with what's going on here. Number
okay,
12.
Let's hear the frauds here.
Number 12, down 7 spots, the Martinez Lazy Kings. That makes sense, right? 0-2.
They're where they belong. They're in their home.
Yep, they are where they belong. Number 11, Straight Trash Homie, down 8 spots. 1-1. that makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
He scored 50. Makes sense.
Come on. not good. Number 10, Team Canada, 0-2, down 3 spots. Again, this is all making
okay,
sense so far.
Okay, it doesn't make sense.
What do you mean?
No longer makes sense. He's 0-2.
Number 9, 2-0, Tomatoes.
Okay, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, hold on. Tomater won, and he was rewarded, moving up 2 spots. Right?
I won last week, and I was the 11th. I was below the person who I beat last week.
Number 8, 1-1, Team Chuck Norris, down 6 spots. You lose.
I don't know.
You lose, right?
He should be a little lower.
Maybe. Maybe he should have been lower.
His performance was pretty pathetic.
Yeah, I like how I am yet again below the team that I beat.
Number 7, Galabra, up 5 spots, getting rewarded.
I shouldn't have been that low to begin with last week.
Well, you were, you basically tied and then you lost, so you should have been lower.
He couldn't have been lower, actually, he was the 12th, I was wrong.
I'm the commish, I can make it lower. Okay?
Just like we can veto your trades?
Wow. Guys, ruining this league. Number 6, the Mexico Brownies, up 4 spots. Yeah, makes sense. Halfway, you're half and half team.
Are we scoring the most points? Number 6, okay.
Number 5, 0-2 in Caldwell We Trust, up 1 slot.
God.
The comments being an unsurprising start from a surprisingly alright team. They're 0-2.
Number 4, 1-1 TPS NFL Bums, down 3 spots.
Didn't I just beat them?
God.
Number 3, the TPS NFL Rough Riders, up 6 spots. But, not the highest gaining team, okay? So this is fair.
I hope not.
This is fair.
Not until next week.
Number 2, Team Beast Mode, up 2 spots. And the number 1 power rank team, Team Twerk, up 7 spots, 2-0, the leader in the power ranking.
So I just noticed something about these power rankings.
All right.
They're ordered by how many points your team has scored.
Should this be Rough Rider?
Yeah,
usually
normally
these have been tampered with.
These have not been tampered with. There's an algorithm that I put in. Okay, so
there's not.
So wait, no, ESPN puts out a recommendation for the power rankings, but sometimes.
And where did you end up?
Like in all things, these things need to be massaged. Okay.
If we were going by points scored. Period.
Yeah.
Bums still would have been first. Then it would have been Team Twerk. Then it would have been Caldwell. Then Brownies. Then Glabra. Then Beast Mode, I think. Then you. So you'd have been down around the 6 or 7. Right.
So you see the problem with using ESPN's algorithm. It's not accurate.
I would have been exactly where I am now.
There is no way that the Rough Riders should be around 6. There's just, that's impossible. Okay. They lost.
6.
They lost to the number 2, the 2-0 Beast Mode, right? That's a great team, right?
For once, why don't you just earn your ranking?
What are you talking about?
Because you were the top team last year and you lost.
Whoa!
This is all he's got, Bourne.
Yeah, this is all he is.
This is earned.
This is his championship. They're the entire season.
This is not given. This is earned.
So why are we doing obviously corrupt power rankings?
Well, I don't know what you're talking. I have no idea what you're
talking. This early in the season, calm when down, no one tomato, knows who's going to get injured.
Calm down before you have to go take some albuterol.
Yeah.
Diddy, when we start talking about power rankings, you might want to put your headphones on next week.
Wow. With the cord?
Yeah, with the cord.
I'm just telling you guys right now. These are probably the best looking power rankings I've ever done.
Yeah, championship trophy. We'll give it to you. But that's all you're getting.
And if the, I'm just saying, if the Rough Riders win this week, expect a shakeup in the power rankings.
Wait, can we look at if the playoffs started today?
Oh yeah, yeah, let's do that. Let's do that.
I want to see how they match up to the power rankings.
Oh, that's a good question. So let's go into the standings and then projected. Oh wow. What the heck? What is going on here?
I think I know where ESPN was leaning.
Wow. So if the playoffs started today, Team Twerk, number one. That makes sense. Number two, Team Beast Mode. And somehow there's a miscalculation here, because number three is the Tomaters. Number four is the Bums. Five is the Brownies. And Galabra is six. Those would be the playoff team.
Well, wait a minute.
What?
Yeah, wait.
You didn't name the number three team in the power ranking.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There has to
you
be.
Want to double check?
There has to be some kind of glitch. I'm gonna get with ESPN.
Yeah, that algorithm's off.
Where's the contact us button on here? I need them to. They're gonna have to check. There's obviously something. Let me screenshot this.
Surely, no team who has Antonio Gates on their bench is not making the playoffs.
89 points on their bench. Let's just say it like that. Okay. Let's be real about it. So there we go. The week two power rankings. Pretty legit. Pretty legit, I think. All right, what's next? What's next?
Hello?
Pick'ems.
Canada?
Yeah.
Are you awake?
I'm awake.
Your team.
I just woke up.
Your team is so bad.
Are you so
bad? Oh, I know.
And it's getting worse.
Like, everyone's trying to veto our trade. That's a
We're
legit
to save
trade.
You, Canada.
That's a legit
no one's
trade.
Vetoing, no, nobody vetoed the trade. The Don't, trade's real.
That is a real trade.
It is all vetoed.
I need so a running back. No, guys, I need a running back.
That's true, Canada.
Back.
That's true, but you're talking to the wrong guy.
Not
hey, Merritt.
Not this
hey,
way. Don't need it.
Yeah.
No.
Merritt?
It's MMA Just Rich. Up. Thank you.
You still wishing I was in my shit coma, Canada?
Yeah. Go back in your shit coma.
All right.
That's where I left you.
All right.
You're keeping Smithy Sr. and Reggie Wayne.
Smithy Sr. is gone, bro.
Yeah.
Not if the league has anything to say about it.
No, we vetoed this really hard.
Ouch! Reggie Wayne, he's an old man. Hold on, guys. I'm getting a beer.
You just woke up.
What? Yeah. Isn't this like 6 in the morning for you?
Yeah, don't you get breakfast or something?
Like make some eggs and bacon.
That's what his breakfast is. Alcohol.
What's Reggie Wayne gonna do with his cane?
Nothing. Huh? You're right, nothing. He ain't gonna do nothing. And see
what does the league say about that? Murmur. No.
Yeah, just
we
trade.
Have other,
I wish there was comments
for Ahmad Bradshaw.
Trade.
That sounds like a good plan.
Ahmad Bradshaw, fuck yeah, did you see him run?
Oh man, he was all over the field. He didn't actually run. He mostly
I
caught.
Need a running back, okay?
Somebody
look,
carried
I have Stevie Jackson and Ray Rice as accomplice.
Oh
okay?
Man, that is terrible. You need to trade and get Greg Jennings in the deal.
You know what I'm, no, Greg Jennings, by the way,
what?
Thank you for giving me your garbage.
What are you talking about? That dude's legit.
Yeah. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. Here's a running back,
you
Canada.
You slurped it up.
Yeah, didn't you click accept?
Garbage.
Thanks for dangling a carrot over my face. That was Looney Tunes.
That was
bullshit
my dongle.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
Ahmad Bradshaw is like an unwashed carrot that was maybe pulled from the garden.
Okay.
Maybe.
All right. Enough of the nasty talk, okay?
Yeah. Enough nasty
franchise
talk.
Cleaning it up. Here we go.
Dangling it over somebody's face and slipping it up. Come on. Family
That's
show.
What we do.
This is a family show.
Oh boy. Family show.
It's a family show. We can't talk like this.
I thought this was the TPS NFL podcast where we don't give a fuck.
No, this is the TPS NFL podcast where we don't talk about people slurping and sucking. And licking on carrots.
Yeah, that's true. We don't. Enough with the carrot slurping, okay?
Canada, I'm going to send a link here to the homepage on the fantasy football for ESPN and read what they say about Ahmad Bradshaw there.
Oh, wow. Look at you. You delective fucking weirdo. fine.
If it causes W's over you, then yeah.
See, you can't trust these guys, Canada, because they're trying to hurt us both.
Bourne is dropping the mic left and right tonight.
No, he's
hold
trying.
Hold on, hold on. So these experts.
Experts.
Know.
No, dude.
Yeah. Experts.
Experts.
Okay. People experts. Who actually get paid for making fantasy advice.
Wink, wink.
I don't care.
They don't know Canada.
I don't care what they get paid.
Oh, who forced that through?
Yeah.
E-Diddy?
What? E-Diddy just forced the trade through.
No, I didn't.
They're comparing him. Hold on. They're comparing him to Trent Richardson.
Oh, is the trade complete? Yes!
The trade is
complete. Booyah!
What? So I'm getting,
yes!
So hold on, I'm getting a number two running
eat it,
back.
Eat it, league! Eat it! Yes!
All right,
how did that happen?
Yes!
You got
didn't know Ahmad Bradshaw was the second string?
Don't you know his name is E. Diddy?
Boom!
You just got E. Diddy. Might as well take it out of your ass.
See, yeah. This is why Canada can always advise.
But bam!
You were just proclaiming this to be a fan.
Because he always believed that they were actually good trades.
Pantera, you know what? I would never take any trade advice from him ever again. Not after that trade.
I'm his helper.
Wrong. That's not the word I would use.
I help.
I say my team was the best though.
I help.
Wow. How many drinks did he have before he said that?
No, listen to me. His fucking, surface wearing. His quarterback went down. That is just like, that's a strike of God, okay?
That shit doesn't happen. Griffin. It's Robert Griffin. He gets hurt every year.
That is true. He has three consecutive.
Nobody could have predicted
hurt.
Nobody could have called that. You're right.
Nobody
saw that coming.
Actually, he's been hurt the last 5 years.
Okay. This is my plea, okay? I'm going down in history here. Okay, guys, can you please not veto that trade? I need a running back. Really
no, it's
badly.
Already,
it already,
it's already,
it already
been
went
through.
It didn't matter that we vetoed it.
They tried to stop us, Canada.
Made it happen regardless of whether the league
they tried
gave it its
to
blessing
stop
or
us.
Not.
Canada, since you do have Pantera's ear, though, you got to tell him to pass on Jake Flacco.
I'm telling him to pick up Flacco, for sure.
You're the one telling
him. What do you guys think of this trade?
I got to say,
hey, Mike.
What?
I thought his name was Joe Flacco.
Pick up Flacco, dude.
It is. It is.
Did.
Pantera refers
but
to him as Jake.
What do you guys think of this trade between me and Nate? Chris Ivory for Andy Dalton.
Oh, wow.
Pretty fair.
I would do that.
Yeah, go.
No,
Kaepernick.
Kaepernick. Hold on. I'm making you a better offer. Wait.
You guys are cool. You need to rushing to make a trade.
Do it.
Chris,
I think Andy Dalton's fair enough for Chris Ivory.
Get the ginger rifle.
The ginger rifle.
No, I got a better
offer.
Not
make that. Pantera.
Just
in
wait.
The interest of everyone in this league, do not make that trade.
What are you talking about?
He needs a quarterback, you numbnuts.
No. Pantera needs a lot of things.
Okay, wait. Never mind. Go
I don't
ahead.
Need
Take
you.
The trade.
Shut up.
Take the trade. I don't care anymore.
I would just like to say one thing. Look what kind of influence I have on you guys. You make
shut up, bitch.
Stop, clown.
Wow.
Don't oh my God. Bottle, clown.
Wow.
There we go.
All right. Next. Okay, let's move on to the pick'ems.
Family show.
Pigskin pick'ems. Let's start from the bottom.
Until I got called a bitch.
Yeah, enough with it.
Stop being such a bitch then.
Whoa. Who's
being a bitch? Learn how to fucking trade, clown.
I need an adult.
I traded. I traded. At least I do something.
You traded. You traded for a fucking running back.
Wow.
In about 8 or 10.
Go on. I want his opinion rather than these fucking ESPN experts. I want franchise opinion. Go on.
You're gonna get a guy who's gonna barely fucking play. Once Trent starts really playing, they're gonna bench his ass.
Damn.
So you're gonna sit there and you already, he's not even starting. He's a fucking second stringer.
That's true.
Wow. He's gonna get,
you
okay. Listen.
Wow.
Listen to me. When they get to the end zone, who are they gonna give it to? Who's gonna be on the field?
Trent Richardson.
Kobe Fleener.
Yep. Kobe Fleener.
Richardson Fleener?
Yes.
No.
Reggie Wayne.
Bradshaw.
Reggie Wayne.
You, You are.
I like how you had to read his name off there.
This clown is basing this off of one game against a weak ass defense. They're not playing the NFC every week.
Yeah. Do you ever stop bitching?
Serious? Are you fucking serious?
Yeah. I thought you guys were besties.
Serious. Yeah, I was just going to say that.
What happened? What happened? Okay, let's move on. Pick 'em. Pick 'ems. JT, you got,
finally.
You got zero, which is where you belong. Pathetic. Number seven, Tomato with 3, Born with 3, McLean with 3, Franchise with 4, Bowser with 4, Ronbro with 6, and number one, the new leader in the clubhouse.
Oh, God.
11 picks right. Not looking back, 17 total in the top 89% of all of ESPN, eDiddy.999. Right where he's
Since eDiddy doesn't do anything during the playoffs, that's why these seasons feel so long.
Wow.
Can I ask a quick question? Did anybody predict the Niners were going to lose to the Bears?
eDiddy did.
Against the spread. Spread them. Make your picks also. Come on. Get your picks in.
Are we doing these live?
No.
No, we don't do that anymore.
Yeah, we don't do it anymore. But
where do you make your picks at? Where do I go
to
make
my picks? No, it's too late. You can't join. You had to join a long time ago.
Oh, no.
Yep. All right, so.
Yeah, you goofed.
I think that's it for this week. Yeah. Anything we missed? Anything that, that should be said?
The Browns.
What about them? No, hold on.
They came back and won.
Are you talking about the TPS NFL Connected franchise in Madden 15?
How exactly does that work? I've seen that pop up before. What does that mean?
That means that
like you're sharing a franchise with another team or with another player?
There's 4 owners, and each of you can play however you want. Like somebody can play the owner role. Somebody can be just a player, mm-hmm. their creative player. Me, I'm the coach, so I'm controlling the whole team. But
that's kind
of
cool.
There's 4 of us in there playing.
Hey, guys. Is the NLB fantasy thing going on still?
Yeah, Franchise and I are in the championship. Started on Monday.
Yeah, listen to the show. No, listen to the show. You can get an update. first 10 minutes, you'll get your update. The connected franchise, I'm the Browns. Let's see. Franchise is playing his creative player on Jacksonville. Jaguars.
Oh, so you're not all the same team.
No, we're not all the same team. We're all a separate team. Let's see. Brother is Green Bay and
Butters
is San Francisco, I think. I'm not sure. He's
so
one of those.
You're all in the same like league.
Yes.
But you can choose like different positions
on a
different team.
Yeah, how you want to play. Like I think Butters is playing owner and Brother is playing owner. I'm playing as a coach. And Franchise is playing as his created player.
Should I buy this game?
Yes. No. Absolutely.
No. Destiny. Buy Destiny.
Buy both of them.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. I'm not buying that.
What is going on?
So I'm not buying that. Level 24.
Destiny is
so good.
You want an inside scoop? I got one for you. Don't buy any games. Just give eDiddy all your players, and then he'll buy them all for you.
Yeah, exactly.
What? Listen to the show.
Listen to the show. Well, I need
Tomato, I have.
Thanks, Tomato. Did you learn that from water polo? Water polo, buddy.
Tomato, I have to give you an air 5 for that one. That was a pretty good one.
Hold on, guys. I know that there's no time for this, but I want to talk about water polo. Like, what is it?
Listen to last week's show.
No, listen. What? Tell me, Tomato, tell me like a really, cause I like sports cause I like the thrill, like the adrenaline, oh my god, like the score can change and shit can happen.
Oh,
tell me what happens
to
a water polo match.
Yeah, that's not water polo.
Water polo is slow. Our counters take like 10 seconds to do.
Do you just like throw it in a goal and then you like bro hug each other in the pool?
You don't?
Like, what happens when you score? Do you guys just like,
you just immediately back to the middle of the pool.
It's like soccer played in a pool, but you're throwing it, right?
So after you score a big goal, you jump for a bit and then you do a backstroke.
Yeah, basically. Like you'd maybe like kind of get out of the water to like maybe your waist and then
do you
like
still do this?
Wait a minute. Why are y'all attacking Tomato? Wait a minute.
I'm not attacking him.
We played USC this weekend, which is the
USC really
the sixth time in a row MC2A champions.
Oh wow, are you a champion?
No, we lost 24-0.
Okay, then you. Oh,
there just aren't that many teams.
24-0.
Wow, really?
Yeah, there's not a lot of teams to play against.
Were you being scouted?
Because nobody plays water polo, dude.
No.
Yeah, there's something like 50-some teams in the entire NC2A. The NC2A has one championship. It doesn't have a Division III and a Division I and a Division II. Like,
what makes a good water polo team?
Synchronized.
Players from Europe.
Really? Euro trash?
Dudes. Like, if what makes a good water polo player is being tall and, like, big and fast. And
so, you and I can't partake in this.
No.
I am tall and big, I am not fast.
No, because you're always in water.
That makes sense.
The main water polo playing countries are Eastern European nations, such as Serbia.
Okay, I'm now bored.
Serbia, when you're like eight, like if you're a goalie, the way they train you is by like tying your wrists together and throwing balls at you.
What? Wow. I'm gonna Google this.
Alright, here we go. I found a bunch of water polo songs.
As long as it's actual music this time.
Wow, no guarantees.
Oh god.
Alright, I think we're done. Next week, less water polo, please.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Less week. Less Canada, please.
It's not even in English. Oh my god. I hope he didn't edit this and put the better version.
Is this what they were dancing to when they lost to USA? Did I just hear Corleone?
Thank you, EJ, for linking this so I can see how ridiculous this sport is.
We're just ruining this song.